Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for
Issues of Today.
Coming to you live, here he is,
your host, Taj Lanzano.
Hey, how's everybody doing out there? I want to welcome everybody to Issues of Today Talk Radio. I appreciate you guys for hanging out with us and listening live to our talk show tonight as we speak about what it means for black people, the black race, this year with Obama winning the presidential election. All right? Call into the show tonight at any time during this episode at 347-326-9697 to speak with me or Jackie and ask us any questions you want, comment about anything that we say on the show. And just hope everybody has a good time hanging out with us, and hope they enjoy the show and they take something from it that you can use in your everyday life. But before we get into all that, you know how we do. I'm going to play a song of the day for you guys, and tonight we're going to listen to an artist who I play often on the show, who's very underrated, all right? CeeLo Green, and this is a song, Getting Grown, and you're listening to Issues of the Day. Talk Radio.
Not allowed to stay. You have to evolve and never to play. And I
Hey, welcome back to the show. That was CeeLo Green with Getting Grown right there on Issues of Today Talk Radio. That's a song right there that I think that people really, once you get past his voice and listen, actually take in what he's saying and the words that he's spitting out, you really understand how deep that song really is and what he's talking about as far as men himself getting grown and understanding their responsibilities and what it's time for them to do as adults. Like I said, I want to welcome everybody to the show. Call in for your comments and your questions at any given time. The number 347-326-9697. And you listen to the new voice of the people, Taj Longino, the host of Issues of Today Talk Radio. Tonight, I put a show together based on this election. Of course, everybody's been talking about it since, Obama has pretty much won. And they've probably had thousands of shows that everybody's probably heard about, this particular enormous thing that has happened with being the first black president ever. Never thought I would see it in my lifetime. Never even think that it was even possible for it to happen, due to certain politics and racism and et cetera. Never thought in a million years that we finally would have one. But we got one. And it's a great thing. Congratulations to him and his family. They look good out there. Can't wait till January rolls around and he steps foot in that White House as president. It's gonna be something to see. Very shocking, surprising, but it's also gonna be exciting and fulfilling knowing that we have one of our own in there, and that now this country is totally diverse in what you're able to accomplish in this day and age. So definitely want to congratulate the Obama family for what they've done, what the community has done as far as donate money to Obama, what the volunteers have done as taking time out from what they normally do and giving time to believing in Obama, the person that he is and his values and what he believes as far as strategy wise that this country has to do to move forward. All the volunteers who put in their time for that, all the, just the money that was raised for this campaign, I was looking on Yahoo.com, and it was funny how the only question that people kept asking was, what did McCain do that didn't win him his election? What hurt him? And what could he done better? And instead of them asking those, they asking that question instead of asking, how was Obama willing to pull this off? He pulled this off because the American public was fed up with the last 8 years, raising gas prices, raising property taxes, people losing their homes, jobs being shipped overseas. Companies that have been around for 20 years are just disappearing. 401ks are going down the toilet. Social Security is slowly diminishing. So it is very difficult for people to continue to want to go in that direction for another 8 years. So Obama, he's very sincere. He's very mindful. He understands what the people want. He understands what people need. He comes from the same backgrounds and struggles as most middle-class families or lower-income families. So he understands. That's why he can relate so well to the people, because he is one of the people. Okay. And just joining us is my co-host, Jackie. What's going on, Jackie?
Hey, Todd. Hey, everybody.
Yeah, we want to thank everybody. So she's just now joining us. And we got people in the chat room. I can't type to talk at the same time. Sorry about that, everybody. But I just want to tell everybody in the chat room, thanks for tuning in and hanging out with us. But, so, Jackie, just coming in, and I basically was just congratulating the Obama family for an enormous job that they've done and breaking the barrier on something that most people thought would never happen in this lifetime ever. So the agenda and the whole aspect of this show tonight was to let black men know, African American males know, you no longer have an excuse. You no longer have a reason to say, can't do this, this won't happen, they're not going to let this go down, they got the foot on my neck, they got too many laws, blah, 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 blah. That's all nonsense now. It's all nonsense because now you have one of us in the White House at the highest job that a man can get, President of the United States. Now, with Obama stepping into office, people can't look at us and say, all think we're all just drug dealers, killers, we're deadbeat dads. No, we're more than that. We can be anything we want as long as we're willing to sacrifice to get what we want. You know how many sleepless nights Obama's probably has taken in? Mm-hmm. You know how many death threats that man gets? Do you know what that man has sacrificed? You know the quality time with his wife he's had to sacrifice because he knew the bigger picture, and he had somebody on his team that understood the bigger picture. People do not understand the research he's had to do, the speeches he had to go over 1,000 times, all the interviews he's been through. He's gone through more stress and agony. I guarantee there were so many times in this election, in this campaign, where he just wanted to give up. I know every great man has gone through high levels of adversity. So I know there were times in this election where he just was like, man, I just want to throw, I just want to throw in the towel. However, he knew and understood the job at hand, and he was willing to risk his life, his sleep, his time, his family, everything to achieve this ultimate goal. Yeah. And he has done that. Yeah. What was your thoughts, Jackie? You know, what did you think when you first, when it first came across the screen that Obama had won the election?
Actually, Taj, I'm going to tell you, I knew before the election that Obama won the election. When his grandmother died the day before, my exact words were, she passed on, she was able to vote, but she didn't even have to stay here to see her baby make it because she knew it was already done. So I watched it, I kept changing the channel back and forth. I fell asleep before he even made his acceptance speech. I am so happy because it's not so much a black or white issue. I could care less that he's black. I'm just happy that we have someone that's going to be in office, that's willing to be in office about us as a country, as a culture, as people, as what, you know what I'm saying? He's all about us. He's trying to bring these guys home from over there fighting. There's too many lives lost. It's so much that he's trying to do, and he made it clear for everybody not to expect it to be done in 1 year, and it may not be done in one term. But know
right.
that he's going to do what he has to do to get it on the right track.
Yeah. I know the one thing that I don't want people, and I'm glad you mentioned this, and I'm going to go back to it right now. The one thing I don't want people to do when they listen to this show and they saw the title of my show and it said, First Black President Barack Obama, black men should be very proud to be black at this moment. I don't want people to take that as in or misunderstand what I meant by the description of this show, by the title of this show, and why I'm talking about this. Obama is for the people, black, white, Asian, Hispanic, etc. Mm-hmm. What I mean by this particular show is based on black men, black people as a whole, but particularly black men because we have an identity crisis going on with our men right now, with the black men right now. They don't know what they want to be, so they're going out in all the wrong areas of life trying to find out who they are. Okay. Two, they need some inspiration. A lot of these young brothers out here, some old ones, never had that role model to look up to in their home because it was a single family home. So Now, if they can't see it anywhere else, they can at least turn on the television and CNN and see a black man that's president of the United States leading this country. And now he knows that he can. Now, that brother has a little more confidence in himself and saying, you know what? Man, that dude is president. Okay, well, the little challenges I'm facing ain't nothing. I can do something better. I can do more than what I'm already doing. Mm-hmm. Okay, three, black men need to know that they can be more than just a ball player, a rapper, and a thug. Mm-hmm. You know, they need something positive to look at, and this is it. So when I said this, I was speaking on those brothers who are confused about who they are, where they want to go in life, and how to go about getting there. Okay. So I'm glad you brought that up because Obama made it very clear that he is for the people, which we all know that he knows that it's going to take more than 1 year, maybe one term to get what he needs to get accomplished because he has a humongous goal, a humongous task set ahead for him, okay, that he understands that he wants to hear back from the people. That was another good point that he made. He said, we're not going to do this alone. I need to know. I need to talk. I need to hear from you. I'm going to listen to you, even when we disagree. Say, I'm going to do some things you're probably not going to like, but we're going to get through it together. Mm-hmm. That's sincere. How many lives he touched just by being so sincere and being sensitive to everybody's, trying to be sensitive to everybody's needs and their wants and what they feel that they need, which direction for this country
and
to go
and
in.
And why everybody is tripping. I mean, he's even making it where he said he know he's going to have to go to Republicans for questions and answers. You know, he knows
right.
that that's what he, and quiet as it's kept, you never know. McCain might have a place in the White House is working up under one of the cabinets. You never know. But, as you know, it's just, my whole thing is, Todd, that gets on my nerves is I have people, we couldn't celebrate at work. We got this long email a couple of weeks ago because, of course, we get to where I work, we get to dress down on Fridays. So every black female just about wore their Obama shirts every Friday with their jeans. We got an email that people got mad because we wore our Obama shirts. So they sent it up to the higher-ups in HR and told them to send out a company-wide email for us not to wear our Obama shirts because that was celebrating, and people were getting offended.
And the sad part about that is, and after we touch bases on this, I want to go into some other things about the show tonight. Certain people at my job, majority of them are white, were upset about the outcome. I mean, they were hot. I'm talking about pissed off. And, you know, they need to understand something. The people that are mad, certain people that were mad at my job are broken and broke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, complaining about the gas prices, complaining about being laid out, complaining. Well, whose fault is that?
Right.
The same person you're trying to celebrate and wanting to win the election. Well, it's not his fault, actually. It's the person that's already in there, but he, you know, he agrees with
having
to stuff.
Following lead, yeah.
So he's following lead. So how are you going to get upset at the outcome when you're living in the same thing you complain about by the same people that you're celebrating for? I don't understand that. So when, you know, when we was celebrating a little bit at work, you know, people getting, you know, their jaws getting all tight and the eyebrows are going down. I mean, you know, it is what it is because if McCain would have won, you would be celebrating.
Mm-hmm. And that's my point.
Let us have our moment because this is bigger than who won the seat for the White House. This is an historical moment all the way around the board.
But what makes me mad though, Taj, what's so stupid is y'all doing all this complaining, okay? You got all this anger, but you swear you're not prejudiced. It's just coming out now. It's coming out now. But the whole thing that really makes me mad is because while they doing all this talking, the majority of the people that voted for the man was white.
Mm-hmm.
You see what
I'm
saying? Quietly. So I heard a man at the store say that just yesterday, he said, well, yeah, I see you finally. He was talking to a, he was a white man. He was talking to a white lady. He said, yeah, I see you finally got your man in the office. And she said, yes, I did, or something like that, she said. And he said, I didn't vote for him, but I will say that I'm glad he made it. And that tripped me up because I had to do a double take, and I'm like, you didn't vote for him because why? Because you didn't want to have to say nothing to your other racist buddies who would be mad at you for not for voting for him. Because if you didn't vote for him, why would you be glad he made it in office? That didn't make sense to me. Because you know he's about business. You know that there is going to be a change. You know that some stuff is going to go down, regardless of the color of his skin. You know he's going to take care of business. But then I had a sister that said she didn't vote for Obama. She voted for McCain because Obama wasn't going to stop welfare. And McCain was. I said, well, let me tell you something, baby. It ain't got nothing to do with neither one of the presidents. It's up to you whether you're going to be on welfare or not. The president ain't got nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
That's your choice.
That's your choice. As you're listening to Issues of Today Talk Radio, the host, Taj Longinone, and the co-host, Jackie, call into the show 347-326-9697 for your questions and thoughts about this particular topic of what we're speaking on tonight. I want to take a minute and take a few minutes and just talk about you know, more about the brothers, okay? We have been doing everything wrong for a while now. We have a lot of African American achievers out there. Don't let me throw that out there now, before whatever I say is taken the wrong way. We have a lot of brothers out there doing a lot of good, but we don't have a lot. We need more of them. The majority of us are in prison, out on the street selling drugs, raping our women, not being home with our families, not graduating from high school, not even going nowhere near college, not even filling out applications for at least a job. You know, walking around our pants sagging down to our ankles, thinking that, you know, disrespecting elderly people is cool, walking around thinking that being hard is actually the thing to do. We, our mental, our mind state, our mentality is not in the right place. And for Obama to get in office should show you that you should accept a little more out of yourself now. Okay? Mm-hmm. You can, all the lame excuses go right out the window right now. Everything that you say that you can't do, you can do. All the opportunities you say that aren't there, they're there. You have to get up off your asses and get what you need to do, what you got to do, and get what you need to get done. You got kids. You have sons out there who need you. You have daughters out there who need you. Your kids' mothers, your wives, your girlfriends, whoever they are to you, they need you. Your community needs you. There's another little kid looking at you, thinking that what you're doing is cool. They need you. You got young girls out there walking past you every day, thinking that being sluts and whores is a thing to be. They need you. The church needs you. We need good brothers out there. We need more of them. So it's about time that we stop with the excuses and start doing some things. Okay? It doesn't even make any sense anymore, and I'm so happy for Obama because now he's going to show, he's able to show brothers in an indirect way how to carry yourself. That you can have a debate with somebody and still be and be intelligent. You don't have to get ignorant. You don't have to cuss them out. You don't have to disrespect them. Look how many times he was disrespected by McCain, and watch and look at every how he responded every time. He responded with intelligence. They can't do nothing with intelligence, but they know how to respond to ignorance. Mm-hmm. You respond to ignorance with violence. Violence leads to the penitentiary. So they won again. No, take this time, these next 4 years, and get it together.
And get it together. Okay. Because I know that he's going to work on them getting it together. He's going to make a way out of no way at all for everybody to make sure that they get it together.
Yeah.
And that's what needs to be done.
Exactly, and I want to take this time now to talk to the sisters out there. And Jackie, after I make this point, I want you to jump in there and give your thoughts on this. Sisters, it's time for you to step your game up now. Mm-hmm. You don't have to settle for the brother who don't want to hold a door, open up the door for you. You don't have to deal with the brother who just disrespects you in front of your family and your friends. You don't have to deal with the brother that likes to smack you around because he's having a bad day. You don't have to deal with the brother who thinks he does not have to come home at night. You don't have to deal with the brother who wants to string you along for 5 to 10 years without marrying you. You don't have to deal with the brother who thinks it's okay to slouch on your couch, live off you, and not get a job. You don't have to deal with a dummy who doesn't even want to go finish school. You do not have to deal with any of that anymore. It's all right to have a stand-up guy. The type of gentleman that Obama is, in the streets, they call him a square. But he's a blunt. To Obama's wife, he's that dude. He's a king to her. Stand-up gentleman, a father. Okay? Women, you just saw something that you can take with you. You now can get an individual, an African-American man, who's about something, and it feels good to have a man like that. Trust me, because I'm one of them. I don't have everything that Obama has, but I understand the mentality of what it is for a man, how he's supposed to treat a woman, how he's supposed to take care of his lady, responsibilities that he has. So, women, no more excuses on your part. You know what I mean? No more excuses on your part at all. You now do not have to put up with that. Because I guarantee, and I've said this on other shows, if women today say, they all joined forces and said, we're not going to accept this no more for men, we're not going to accept that, guaranteed the next day men will change their attitudes. Guaranteed the very next day. Because now you can say, I want a man like Obama. So, yep. Jackie, how do you know, what's your take on that?
I believe that I totally agree with you on a lot of things, and that also goes for the men as well. It's not just a women thing, because you have some women out there that do men the same way. But I agree with you totally, and I'm going to go back and reiterate is what I said about the female. Now that we have this African-American history maker, you know that what you're talking to should be your future doctors, your future presidents, your future lawyers. You have to, like you said, basically just raise your standards, but also raise your standards in not just dealing with the men, but raise your standards in your teaching of your own children. Raise your standards in respecting yourself, and now that you shouldn't have an excuse on why to remain on welfare or Section 8 or whatever the case may be. Don't get me wrong. There are some people out there who have no other choice, but for those of us who have that choice, you might have lost your job during Bush, Wood situation or whatever, but if Obama is able to bring jobs back to this country, do what you can to get up off your butt. Get you a job. Don't sit there and just eat up off the system. Let that be for those who have no other choice. Don't keep having these babies so that you can stay on the system, because to me, you're a stronger black woman if you got 8 kids and got a job, and I know one that does. She got 8 kids, and she's pregnant right now as we speak, and she's working 2 jobs. She's not on no assistance. So
got
it can't be
kids?
Done. She's got 8, and she's pregnant now.
Oh, my God.
But she's holding it down. She's working 2 jobs, and she's making sure that she's doing. She got a car. You know what I'm saying? She's feeding her kids. She's doing everything that she's supposed to do. She's handling her business. So it can be done. It can be done. You don't have to make up excuses on why you don't do it. The excuses now, like you said, it's over with. The excuses are done. because we've made history. The excuses, somebody sent me a text message, and I hate to say it, but I'm going to go on and say
don't
it
say
anyway.
It cause I don't say it because I've seen them all, got them all
which
today.
One?
I don't even know.
No, it ain't nothing bad. It's nothing bad, but it's just I was saying I hate to say it because I don't want to make it seem like it's all about him just being black. But the whole thing is, the thing was they said they wouldn't never gave us our 40 acres and a mule, and now we took 50 states and a White House. So there is no reason why you cannot have what you want to have as long as you put your mind to it. You can do what you want to do as long as you put your mind to it. And it can be more than just laying on your back. It can be more than just out on the streets trying to get a quick hustle. It can be a whole lot more than simple stuff.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I just agree with you totally. And these women now, they just, you know, it ain't about just the men. Make it be about you. And if you got kids, make it be about your kids. And let your young queens and kings know that they can do something more than just a side hustle on the street.
Exactly. I want to thank everybody that's joining us in the chat room. Jay Knox, your mic is open whenever you're ready to speak, brother. Another thing I want to definitely talk about is how we carry ourselves in our families and inside our households. You know, I'm comparing all this to Obama because he for those who act like they don't know, they got all these excuses why they don't know, just look at how he carries himself. Look how he has carried himself through this whole election from start to finish. Look how many times he was challenged. Look how many times they tried to challenge his character. His attitude, his personality, everything, his background. And look how he handled that. Look how he talks to his wife, how he handles his kids. I mean, if you don't have a clue, just go back and review. I mean, there's plenty of footage on YouTube, MySpace TV, CNN that you can look at. And how he refers to his wife, how she refers to him and his kids and so forth. We have to understand that how we take care of our family impacts our neighborhood. It impacts how we go to our jobs, how our kids go to school each day, how they come home. You know, honestly, we have to change the bad things that we're doing. Not saying that we ain't doing nothing right. We got. If you go up, you can go to any rural neighborhood in any city you want. It ain't gonna be too much positivity going on in that neighborhood. You're gonna have a lot of police. You're gonna have a lot of crime. A lot of people not attending school. A lot of people not going to work. So that's what I mean. For those whose households are not in line the way it should be. Got to change all that, man. We have 4 years because he may not get back in office. You got to look at where we came from and where we're going. If you didn't get your opportunity to get wealthy or at least get rich or take advantage of the opportunities that were handed when Bill Clinton was in office, you have another opportunity again.
Hey, you want to know, first of all, how y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, what's
how
up, Jay Knox?
All right. There's three things I got out of this right now. Like seeing him, you know, go through the process is like good example, what we need. Determination, that's what we need. And order. For when you look at his, you know, his household, you know, how his family is, with, you know, together, stuff like that. And that's what our community needs. And it's like the energy and the air to me feels a lot different. And then that tells
people
you,
more confident.
Yes. Okay. So when you have more brain power in the same direction, it just soothes everything. I slept better, you know, for the last past couple of days. Now I see how much stress all this stuff was really having on me now. You know, I felt, you know, relief. You know?
And I, in the last couple of days that I've been out and about, I mean, people are just so happy. You would have thought Jesus had just came back. That's how happy people are. That's how confident people are, you know. And that's a good thing. Just the fact that the morale has changed is great enough. It's good enough. Gas prices are down to almost $1.70 in my city, $1.75 or something like that in my city. It's going. They're continuing to drop. Yeah, the stock market is still plummeting, but we still are getting some relief right now. So we're getting some relief right now. We need it bad.
You know, and one thing. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, bro.
One thing I wanted to speak on is, like, you know, through, you know, all the hard times, the gas up and the food and everything like that, and, you know, and people losing their homes and everything. What I learned also is, to be honest, is how ungrateful I was. You know, we tend to not appreciate the smallest things that count the most in life. You know, and I figured that the hard times should have brought everybody together, you know, which is bringing everybody together with unity now. It's like that, you know, bring the households back together and teamwork together again and look out for each other, you know, and love your neighbor, you know.
Yeah, I believe the next 4 years is going to bring out the best in everybody. For those who want to change, you know, for those who want to change, these next 4 years is going to be wonderful. For those people who see the opportunity, recognizing what these next 4 years are going to bring us, and take advantage of whatever laws are changed, whatever tax breaks we get, whatever that good comes out of, any of these blessings that we get coming from the White House now for the next 4 years, I think people are really going to take more advantage now than they did when Bill Clinton was in office. You know, because I was one of those people who didn't take advantage. I was so gone off the fact that it was just, you know, money floating around and opportunity. You know, you just, you know, like you said, you don't appreciate it until it's gone.
You got
and I wish I had those. Yeah, yeah, I wish I had those 8 years back. You know, so, but now, look what's happened. We have another opportunity, another chance to make up for it. And since everybody's older now, a little more wiser. Okay, now you can say, okay, you know what? Now is really time to get on the ball. And you should have been already doing that anyway. However, it's even for some odd reason with Bush on his way out and Obama on his way in, it just seemed like there's going to be some relief somewhere. Like you can almost take you can almost do one of these numbers. You know what I mean? That's for real.
Yeah.
People, when you look at the news, people have been on edge. There's been a string of murders in my city. I'm sure every city has felt it. Where you look at the TV and like, man, what is wrong with people? That's the first thing you probably said when you saw a crime being committed or a murder being done. What is wrong with people? Because
you know,
people
I wanna
are
say something about that too, Taj, that I just experienced this week. And that may be something that we need to talk about because I don't know how it is, excuse me, in other states or whatever, but as you say that, the crime and stuff, my son just lost one of his best friends last Friday. The young man hung himself.
What?
Hung himself, 16 years old. He hung himself. He had a female best friend that apparently felt like she couldn't deal with it, and she turned around and she hung herself.
Oh, wow.
It's something that's going on in these young kids' minds, and it's something that needs to be handled and addressed immediately. Just a couple of weeks ago, and these are African-American kids, just a couple of weeks ago at another school, Ben Davis High School, a young brother shot himself in the head at school. It's something that's going on, and hopefully, I hate to say that these kids were unable to witness this change because they died so soon, you know what I'm saying? But it's something that they said that it's a suicide rate that's going up with these kids, and hopefully it can be attacked. That's what we were saying before about Bush so busy worrying about a war somewhere else. Not only do you have the homicide rates going up, but these kids are killing themselves more and more every day. And it's crazy. It's really crazy.
Wow. I was totally unaware of that stuff, and I normally keep.
Well, they're not talking about it. They're not. It was nothing that if you didn't know them, You see, the only reason why they discussed the little boy at Ben Davis is because that was done outside at school. These other two kids did this in their own home.
Was that the body that they found out by the tennis court?
Yeah, that was a 16-year-old little boy. 16-year-old young man.
Wow.
But now
I heard about that friend,
that was done at home. So these kids are stressing, you know?
But that's my whole point about the household, the family.
Mm-hmm.
What is a 16-year-old doing? When I was 16, man, my mom wouldn't even nowhere near on stressing that bad.
Right.
It is something going on inside them closed doors that is causing these kids to break down mentally and feel like they have no other way. You are 16 years old, dude. You know what you should be doing right now? I'm playing with your friends, learning how to drive a car, trying to figure out what college you're going to, et cetera, et cetera. Suicide shouldn't even be nowhere in the vicinity of anything because you don't have no bills to pay. You don't have, some of these people are pregnant, but you probably have no kids to take care of. You young, living life. What is back there? And that's what I'm saying. There's something going on. There's nothing really going on with these kids. What's going on is these households ain't right. I don't care if you got money. If you got money or not and your household ain't right, it ain't going to matter, man. Something is going to work. If you, every time you walk up to your house, and you'd get a look like, oh, my God, I really don't even want to go in here. Something's wrong.
Yeah.
Something's wrong. And if these kids are killing them, the parents of these children should be ashamed right now.
Yeah.
Because obviously it was something that they wasn't paying attention to. They was overlooking a cry for help. And that's what I mean by we need to get our households together. It's bad enough that we're going to jail. It's bad enough that we're killing each other. Now we're killing ourselves. And now our kids can't even become adults because they're killing themselves.
They're killing themselves,
yep. So they're eliminated. We can eliminate it all across the board now.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like, he have his mother and father or the single parent home or what?
No, he had his parents. He had, you know what? It wasn't his mom and his dad. It was his mom and his stepdad and his brother and his sister. Apparently this is the issue. This is a 16-year-old young man who last year had a baby, and his baby died in his hands.
Oh, wow.
So you tripping off of that, which I can understand. Don't get me wrong, because I'm a parent. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know what was wrong with the baby or what the case may be. But in my eyes, I would say, as an adult, because I am an adult and have gone through some things, I would say, you know, maybe that it just wasn't that one. You're just 15 years old at that time, which you don't need to be having sex to have no baby in the first place. But maybe God just said this wasn't the one. Wait. You see what I'm saying? But apparently this young man didn't feel that way. He was upset because he's been carried this on for a whole year. And apparently him and his brother, who is older than him, his girlfriend is pregnant now. So he was in a confrontation with his brother and said, well, you're going to be happy with your baby, and now I'm going to be happy with mine.
Wow.
That's how it was done. But I'm thinking, like you said, it's in the household because me, if that was a situation with my child, I understand that you're hurt. You know what I'm saying? But maybe that wasn't the one. You know, you never know what the situation was. For whatever reason, God called that baby to come home. That just wasn't the one.
But
you know what
I wonder, did he have someone to talk to him like are you talking right now? You probably needed that.
But you know what? He probably didn't because his parents were probably more so saying, okay, you know, we'll get past this and not really. It probably ain't too many parents out here like me that will sit down and talk to my kids like that. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Because I've experienced death at a young age. You see what I'm saying? So I understand it wasn't the death of my own, but it was something that might as well had been my own. You know what I'm saying? So I've experienced that, so I can understand. I was selfish for a while. But as I got older, I realized, you know, God had to call that angel. You know what I'm saying? So if he did have someone to talk to, maybe, and if his parents, to me, if his parents saw that, if they couldn't talk to him, get him counseling, because he should have been going to a grief counselor anyway from the jump because of the situation. That's the way I think.
That's the sad, it's unfortunate. And in the worst case scenario, people don't understand one thing. And this is on a spiritual note, and I don't want to get too far off the subject, but suicide is the only thing that the Lord don't forgive.
Mm-hmm.
So when you got somebody that is on the verge, that you see that something ain't right, and you need to attack it right then and there. Because it's one thing to lose your life. It's another thing to lose your life and lose your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So that's even worse than dying.
Well, see, that's what that was the comment when they had the grief counselors at the school. That was one of the comments that one of their friends had said. He was like, man, you in hell. That's what's making me mad. That's why I'm crying, because you're in hell. You don't even get to go to heaven because you took your own life. You in hell. You burning because you took your own life.
Wow.
Well, that's heavy. You know, it's sad, but it's true. And if, you know, when these kids, you know, don't have anywhere to turn to, that's a whole nother show.
That's why I said it's probably a whole nother show, but, you
that's
know.
That's a whole nother conversation topic all in one, and I'm damn near at a loss of words on that topic right there, because that is, wow, that's mind-boggling. But to get back on this, you know, what we was talking about tonight, we got a little over 12 minutes to go. Anybody wants to call into the show, please do it. 347-326-9697. You were issued up today, Talk Radio, and with my caller, Jay Knox. As we're speaking on, you know, no more excuses for the black race. And people who love misery, they're not going to change. For those who want to sit around, just be bums. They want to sit around, have a finger to point at. They're going to be what they're going to be. You can be an illustration to them physically by showing them by what you have achieved. They're not going to respond. You can talk to them till you blow in the face. They're not going to respond. So those, you're going to have those small percentage of people who are just going to be what they're going to be. But for those individuals that you know that you have in your family, friends, at school, at church, on the basketball court, and choir, rehearsal, et cetera, you want to, if you know that them people, if you see a little spark in them, and all it takes is just a little conversation, maybe some one-on-one time with this person, you know that they got the ability to change them, we have to help each other. And they need to know that it can be done. And people need to understand, we have 4 years to utilize what's going to happen right now and the benefits that we're probably going to receive from Obama changing some policies around. We got 4 years. What you going to do? You going to sit back, kick your feet up? You going to kick back? You going to sit back, kick your feet up? Or you going to go out there and take care of business? So just in case in 4 years, if he doesn't get reelected for whatever reason, you can already say, you know what? Whew, at least I did what I had to do while he was in there.
You know, another thing I just thought about, too, real quick, Taj, that's so funny. A lady at my job claimed that she didn't get a chance to watch the election. She fell asleep. So she came to work, and she asked everybody who the president was, which I didn't believe, because we ain't even going to go there, because it was on TV all night, all morning, on the radio. You couldn't go to the gas station without seeing it. Somebody done told you what went on. But that's fine if you want somebody to think you stupid. But that's okay. But what got me was when they told her that Barack was the president-elect, she said, and I quote, "Let's hope he make it till January."
Oh,
and I'm thinking,
goodness.
You know, Why do these people have comments? Because, you know, to me, why you running your mouth, baby doll? That man is covered from head to toe. So he'll be here January, the next January, and January's on after that.
Hey,
you see what I'm saying? But that's that petty stuff. Go ahead.
I want to stop you for a minute right there, Jackie. I don't blame her really for saying that. Because you got to understand, this man on average receives 600. That's the status. That's the number that they gave. I mean they, as in from what I was heard on the radio from the local 96.3 here. On average, 600. That's bad. It's the average. A week, 600 death threats.
Mm-hmm. And that's fine. That's what they give
it. You got to understand also the mentality of certain individuals who did not want to see that happen. I'm in North Carolina. Before when the polls had opened, an individual drove a car into a light pole and knocked all the power out of the polls.
But you know what I'm gonna say about that though, Todd. The point that he's making is this. Hold on. History has already been made. Whether he make it to January or not, you didn't stop the fact that he is the first African American president. You didn't stop that. So you can do what you want to do. You didn't stop it. And then even still, guess what? If he don't make it till January, you still got a Democrat in office because it ain't going to be McCain that's going to be there.
I worry about his safety also because, you don't know how this is deep, man. To some people, this
is
deep.
I believe it because I heard the boos in McCain's speech. I heard the boo, so I believe that it's deep. But I'm not going to have that. Go ahead.
Okay, look. It takes one person to make history, but what we got to recognize is that thought is put out there right now, and I hope everybody here, is that it's going to take the people to carry it on. So if we come in and make the history and we keep the same mindset, it'll carry on. Because you know what?
Yeah.
The people got to help themselves also for him to help us. So he made it in here, and, you know, in self-esteem, a lot of things rose up, so we got to roll. I mean, people saying stuff about January, whatever, I heard a couple things also, too. But, you know, I'm not going to worry about that. But the people got to carry it on.
Yeah, and you're right. Obama can't help the people as a whole if they don't do nothing for themselves. That's why I said, don't sit around your house with the next 4 years, your feet kicked up, not taking advantage of the opportunities that are going to be handed to you. And then when the next 4 years roll around, you complaining.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do what you're supposed to do now. You know, I mean, that's just, it's plain and simple. You know, I don't even know how many other ways really to say it. People can make all the excuses they want. They can dig deep into their excuse bag.
I can say one thing like this. You got the torch now, run with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I want to thank everybody in the chat room for giving me a positive feedback on today's show. Greatly appreciate it, y'all. Thank you for giving me the 100 out of 100. But this is the type of stuff that we want to continue to talk about because it's going to be more conversations coming up concerning our politicians, our politics, the changes, the policies that's going to be altered, when these troops are going to finally come home. Because I guarantee they're over there waiting, begging to come home.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be with their families. They need to stop dodging bullets all day and all night. They need to know what a good night's sleep is.
Mm-hmm.
They need to lean over and hug their children, hug their wives hugging their husband. I mean, they need to come home. We don't have no
need to be out there killing nobody anyway.
Exactly. God did not intend for us to be at war.
Yep.
You know, and so we need to, everybody, that needs to stop. And then we need to come out, and they need to bring them troops on home. You know, but people, you know, I don't know. I'm going to let Jay Knox, you know, if you got any last words before we close out of here, because I'm going to close out with a statement. Jackie, you know how we get down, you know. Last words before we close out of here. Last 5 minutes. Anybody got anything that they want to say?
I just want to say this, like I said before, you know, to everybody, peace. The torch is in your hand. Take it and run with it.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to piggyback off of Jake Knox, because, I mean, there isn't any more else that we can stress or say. You just got to do what you got to do.
Exactly. I want to just reiterate for everybody who either came into the show late, just now getting to the show, or misunderstood what was said on the show tonight. Okay. Pretty much, far as us as black people, I know Obama is for the entire people, black, white, every race, because he speaks from the heart, he speaks for the people. But as far us as African Americans, we have a duty and a job right now to excel ourselves, to overcome any obstacles, because he's overcome the biggest obstacle of them all. We have no more excuses to make. We have no more reasons to look at our kids and our faith, look at our kids' faces and just, you know, give them unfulfilled fantasies and dreams and lies for those who do that. Tell them you're going to do something and not do it, you know, because you're too lazy or you just didn't feel like, you know, or you just think you couldn't do it. We have a responsibility to our community, to the church, to ourselves, to our families, and to our friends, and to ourselves, and to the God, to make sure that we self-improve every day, that we go out here and push it to the limit, because we ain't guaranteed to see the next day. We could die in our sleep. We could die going to work. We could terminal illness, anything, freak accident, anything liable to happen. Every day, as we live until the last day of our life, we should be pushing it to the limit.
That's right.
And making sure that we live and we set something aside and something back for the people who are living behind us, who are dependent on us. Because whether you believe it or not, there's somebody out there in that world depending on you to get that check, depending on you to go to school, needing you to go to church every week. There's somebody out there living for you that you're living for. You may not even know it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. That's right.
So get, excuse my language, but get off your asses. And in the famous words of Outkast, get up and get out and get some. Because now, I mean, the doors are wide open. The Lord opens doors. The biggest door is open. All of us can run through it now.
That's
Let's
right.
go out there. Let's handle our business. Let's act like individuals. Let's act grown up. Let's take care of our kids. Because shouldn't no kid be out there committing suicide? The only thing kids have to worry about is going to school, getting their education, and having a good time.
And that's it.
Until they have to be an adult. That's it. But if you don't sit down and talk to your kids, if you're not hard on them, if you're not going back and disciplining your kids like they do in the 80s and the 70s and the 60s and the 50s and the 40s, then you're going to wonder why your kid is out there killing themselves like this individual did this past week, and that's sad and it's tragic. It's time for us to take back our household. It's time for us to take back our communities and take back what we have, you know, what the individuals like Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and Obama has fought for all these years.
Yep.
We want to thank everybody for joining us tonight, listening live to Issues of Today Talk Radio. Please join us tomorrow. Friday is not a normal day for us, but check it out. We got a show coming up tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with the NAACP. You ain't going to want to miss this one. Trust me on that. All right. Love everybody out there. Once again, thank you. Tune in tomorrow. Email me if you got any questions at issuesoftoday@yahoo.com. All right. Check out the YouTube videos and the page, the whole nine. You know what to do. Write the show, et cetera, et cetera. Y'all have a good one out there. Take care of one another. And like I always say, love each other as you expect to be loved. Good night. God bless. Y'all take
care.
Good night,
everybody.
Peace out. I'll let you, Jackie. Good night.
God bless.